Dan's been great, honestly. He's a really good mentor for me. Keeps on me and keeps me informed about what I should or shouldn't be charging about things and, you know, trying to help me build my mowing routes and all that.
And do you charge enough for his liking?
Nah, she was really stoked with me yesterday. I think I made $1,370 in 8 hours. I think that average is $171 an hour. So he was very, very happy with that. And I'm happy with that too.
So today on the Jim's Mowing podcast, the Jim's Group podcast, we're joined by Andy. And Andy's from Jim's Mowing up in Deegan in Queensland. And now, Andy, you've only been with us for just a bit over a month. So it's great to be able to check in with you because I remember you from training. I saw the name, but I didn't remember your name. And I remember you because we interviewed you at training when you were down here, which we haven't even released yet. So to jump back on so quick and to hear you doing well after the 30-day email with Jim is fantastic for us to see as well. It's real refreshing as well to see you go from training and all pumped up to doing it and doing so well already so early. So are you surprised by how well you've been going within the 30 days?
Oh, you know, I'm really surprised, or maybe not, but I've been working very hard at it. So I was hoping I'd be successful because I was working hard enough for it. But yeah, no, I've been working 6 day weeks and servicing equipment on the 7th day and spend a bit of time with the kids and on Sunday. But I'm really, really stoked with how it's all turning out.
Yeah. So have you found the first 30 days? How's it been? Cause it's quite rare that we interview someone from training into within 30 days. So how's it been the first month of business?
Oh, it's been grueling at the start, but I'm getting more of a handle on how to do things and faster with my techniques and also with my fitness as well. I can move quicker for longer periods now. You know, I gave up smoking before coming along to gyms. And then, you know, I'm really, really appreciating the fitness level I've got now. It's basically, I feel like I'm a teenager again without
how much fitness level. Yeah, you can't not be an unfit gyms mowing franchisee. It just doesn't work.
I don't know how some of them do it, but with smoking, honestly, it's just like you need that oxygen to push the mower.
Absolutely. So how was the first week then? How was the adjustment? Let's just lay it out for people because you've come to training, you're all pumped up, ready to go. First week, what happened? Just tell us about the first week.
I was a bit chilly in Melbourne, and that was like, I wish I brought more jumpers. It was like winter up here. But when I got home, it was 37 degrees. It was just in the middle of a heat wave. And it was a bit of a struggle that first day, actually. Like, I got home and I did a job for a friend of mine, and she ended up following me home because she was worried I was having heat stroke. And then I got home and I basically collapsed onto the floor, and the missus was like, what do I do? What do I do? And I couldn't control any of my muscles. They were all like cramping, and she dragged me into the bath to have Epsom salts and stuff, and I didn't have any Hydralyte either. I was just on the
water
and end up getting Hydralyte in me, and it ended up sort of helping a bit. And so now we've just got lots and lots of Hydralyte on the go, you know, for when we need it. We always have Hydralyte every day at work these days.
Well, so full body cramp first day, it sounds like you had full body cramp.
Full body cramps. It's not good.
Did you think at any point, oh geez, what have I done here?
I definitely thought, what the hell have I got myself into?
Now, going on from there, did it get a little bit easier for you? What was, how did the progression then go in the first month? How can you just lay through it?
In the first week, I had that 37 degree day and all the full body cramps. And then we had a bit of rain as well. And then we had Australia Day, public holiday that week as well. And so that was the only week I didn't make the pay for work guarantee income. And every other week I have, but that week I didn't, and it makes sense with the weather and the public holiday and the full body cramps. But it was kind of good that it did rain, give my body a bit of a chance to recuperate from that first day. But a bit of a shock to the system. But sometimes you got to shock your system in order to like get it to realize, all your cells realize that they're changing, and you're not sitting around anymore. You know,
what were you doing prior, Andy?
Well, I was DJing and I was doing a hire work, and so I would hire equipment, which is how I was able to afford jumping onto gyms without any sort of finance, was to solve all my generators and my equipment, my decks and all that sort of stuff. And I just wanted to change of course, because you know, I had a baby girl come along about 10 months ago, and we rent and we wanted to try and join a franchise that knew where they were doing more than I did anyway, have better business advice and mentorship and stuff, because we are sick of renting, and we're really, me and my partner, we're really keen to buy our own home, and we just thought that we were never going to do it the way we were going.
Really, really common thing, and a lot of people can relate to that. And I was going to say as well, Andy, the actual using the equipment, because that can be a concern for people that go, you know, I haven't used this before, or I don't know what to do on this. So how's that been going from you for the learning of on the tools? How's that been?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Like, I'm pretty knowledgeable about some things when it comes to engines, and not the most at all. But I use a lot of battery equipment. I use Ego. I bought a bunch of Milwaukee stuff before I started doing it, and then I kind of switched to Ego. I just like the more waterproof nature of it and the higher voltage. And yep. Yeah, I don't want to endorse any brand though, but I just did, I guess. But I like the Ego stuff. But I did get a zero turn Ego mower as well, and it gave me lots of 10 amp batteries to put in the blowers and stuff. So I got two Ego blowers. We like dual wield them at job sites and stuff, and get them to push all the leaves out of the way.
And stuff the Ego. A lot of their franchisees use some sort of Ego setup in there, you know, whether it be a blower or edger and whatever else in there, they'll use it.
Before I started as well, I'd got the trailer and I set up an inverter that I had lying around the garage, and I had a Lifebow battery that I put in there, and I chucked a solar panel on. The first thing I did to the trailer was pop an old solar panel that was lying on the side of the house on it, and it seems to go really well. And then I got a red arc DC charger on there as well, and so it gives me plenty of power. I don't ever have to plug in at a customer's house or anything like that.
That's great. You saved yourself a lot of money doing it yourself too. That's really, really good to hear. And the setup as well, you got the perfect climate up where you are for it.
Now it's sunshine.
Plenty of sunshine. And how much weight do you reckon you've lost in your first month? Because that's something I see a lot of people coming in, and I talk to them maybe 3 months later, and you can just see the difference. It's amazing.
Yeah, I haven't weighed myself recently. I think I was losing at the start around 1.5 kilos a week or something like that.
Wow.
And I kind of pinned it out to build up the muscles. Honestly, all the muscles feel really big and hard now. Yes, the missus is loving them.
It's definitely a great way to get in shape and get paid for it at the same time as well.
Yeah, when you're doing the hedging and stuff like that, like all the hedgings, all the bicep and shoulder work, and it's just, it gets up here going, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Now I was going to say, what type of jobs are you doing in your business? Do you want to outline for people the services you've been doing in the first month?
Well, I've been doing, I like my gardens, honestly. Like, I do like mowing and regular mows, and I do get a lot of regular mows with a lot of the gardens that I do, but I do hedging and garden maintenance for a lot of elderly customers, and then, you know, more of the working professionals would get me to do the regular mows. But yeah, I do enjoy hedging, honestly. Like, I just got a elephant trunk harness because I got like $2,000 worth of hedges to do this week, and I was like, oh man, I gotta order one of these harnesses. I've been wondering what they were called, and I just went on some forums the other day and I found out what they were called, and then I found out lots of people in Melbourne sell them, but no one sells them up here in Queensland. So,
okay.
Yeah, I had to order one off eBay, I think. And yeah.
Absolutely. Now, how's this? You mentioned the pay for work guarantee before, which is great. And it's great to hear that you used it. And that's what it's there for. How's the support been otherwise? Like, what sort of support? What sort of questions are you asking from your franchisor?
I haven't used the pay for work guarantee.
Oh, you haven't?
I just, the only week I haven't made over $2,000.
Oh, okay.
First week.
Yep.
And, yeah, no, Dan's been great, honestly. He's a really good mentor for me. And, you know, he keeps on me and keeps me informed about what I should or shouldn't be charging about things. And you know, trying to help me make sure, I'll try to build my mowing routes and all that.
And do you charge enough for his liking? Because I know he charged a lot back in the day when he was doing it.
Yeah. No, he was really stoked with me yesterday. I think I made $1,370 in 8 hours. Yesterday. So I think that averages at $171 an hour. So he was very, very happy with that. And I'm happy with that too.
Are you surprised by how lucrative it is? Because obviously we put a lot of stuff online and we say, you know, it can be this lucrative, and it might be hard to believe from an outside, but now you're in it. How do you think it rewards you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that high hourly rate is as well because I'm getting fitter and faster at these sort of jobs, and I can get through them to a good standard quickly. Whereas in the first few weeks, I might have been a bit more tired and needed more rests or more water breaks or something like that. Whereas now I can just go through and have a drink at the end of the job or something like that.
And what do you think, looking back on your first 30 days, what would have been the best thing to tell your staff at the start? So if you're starting again first week, what would you do differently?
What would I do differently first week? I have Hydralyte on the day on day one.
Hydralyte, okay. Hydralyte. But no full body cramps.
Yeah, no full body cramps. Yeah. We even got like Celtic sea salt and everything. And my missus packs jerky for me as well when I'm at work. And I just did protein and salt fiend these days. Trying to keep the muscles building and the electrolytes going.
There should be something for mowing contractors, some sort of special, I don't know, I'm sure market would be big enough, some sort of drink or something, a protein drink or something where they could have all the things they need in them as well, because it's quite a physical job.
Yeah, it is. But when it comes to protein drinks, I guess a lot of them are milk-based. You don't really want to be drinking milk out there on a hot day.
No, definitely not. I was going to say, Andy, as well, what does your family think about what you're doing? How have they noticed a bit of a change in you, or how have they found it all?
Yeah. The kids are absolutely loving, you know, the new career change. And, you know, my son, Barnard, he's always saying how proud he is of me. And he's always like, I want to be a lawn man when I'm older. Because I started going on that. I was a new sheriff in town. I was like, I'm a lawn man. And so he loves that. And he loves all the... I take him for a couple little rides on the zero turn, you know, it's battery zero turn, and, you know, go for a few rides on that. He loves that. Both the kids are really, really proud of me, and the baby, she's missing me a lot when I'm gone, but she's always keen for a cuddle when I get home, and I'm like, I need to shower first.
You obviously work very hard, but obviously knowing that if you do need the flexibility as well, you can make that flexibility if you do need to when you're not out there.
I've been trying to work hard because I know I'm at the end of summer at the moment, and we're getting into winter. I just want to build like some regular customers and build the business. And so I don't have to be working 6 days a week at the moment, but you know, we are making hay, you know, during winter and everything. We could definitely look at doing some holidays, and I don't have to be working 6 day weeks and servicing equipment on the seventh day. It would when it gets a bit cooler, but at the moment, grass is growing ridiculously fast in Queensland and being subtropical.
I've heard some of the stories. I've heard some people, you know, with just how much it's grown within a week or two is quite astonishing. It's amazing up there as well.
Yeah.
Plenty of work.
I think sometimes like what people class in Melbourne as an overgrown mow is about a week and a half up here in some of these areas, especially ones that have a bit of water sitting in the property.
Yeah, I've heard some stuff, and I've seen some photos. I just can't believe how big it can grow so quick. It's quite amazing, and plenty of work there for you guys as well. And do you ever work?
I did a really big overgrown today, and all the whole curbs were just completely full of grass. It was like little rainforest kind of coming down. It was a grass waterfall going down the curb or whatever.
Oh yeah, about
4 foot tall. Yeah.
So it's amazing. I was going to say, are you looking at getting a worker on or anything like that to help you out?
Well, I already have gotten a casual worker. He's my old flatmate before we had our baby. And he was a chef before he came along with me, but is the local bistro kind of got a bit quiet and he was looking for work. And I said, well, if you're looking for work, come do some gardening with me. You know, it's pretty stress-free. And, you know, if you stuff it up, it'll grow back. And we'll... I won't be me, I promise. We get on really well. We've been mates for like 10 years or more or longer. And he's been really enjoying it. He was one wheeling to my house and it stopped working. So I gave him my old electric, my electric skateboard to sort of get to my house. And my missus makes us sandwiches to go to work. And you know, he really loves my dog as well. So it's always good when he comes over, my dog perks up and he goes over and gives her a good pat. He's a great bloke, and honestly, it's been really good having a casual worker come along. And he was casual, but really the work's getting so busy where it's not really that casual. It was like the first week he was a bit casual, and now it's like, all right, you're pretty much 5-6 days a week like me now, because the work's been building so quick. The leads are there from Jim's group, and, you know, I've been doing a bit of networking myself and getting work as well. It works really well because you know, I go, like, sometimes I get a lot of leads come in and I need a quote. And I kind of, like, kind of don't get many balloons done in the day if you've got to go do a bunch of quotes as well. So he can sort of stay on the job and quote. He can stay on the job and do the job while I go and quote. And so because of that, I've been securing a lot of work, because you do secure a lot more work if you go and meet the person themselves instead of you're doing it off of photos or whatnot. And sometimes you get caught out if you do it off of a photo.
Absolutely. You know, it's a good advice. And yeah, I know it can be tempting for people to do that, but you're going there in person and you're quoting shoot and stuff like that does a lot of wonders as well. I was going to say then, from training as well, being so recent, what from training have you been implementing in your business? Like, has there been things around the quoting or how to deal with customers? What's the stuff that from training you find yourself implementing in your business as you go?
Well, you know, the techniques about application rates when it comes to fertilizer spreading, and also, you know, spraying, spraying pesticides and whatnot. You know, a lot of the things that Des teaches is really informative. And then obviously the health and safety, putting up the signs and the cones as well. You know, it gets you a lot more work. Even when you've got your signs out, you're a bit more professional. And a lot of the time when I do have signs and cones out, people ask you for a business card or ask you to come and quote their property as well while you're doing it. You know, those are all really good tips.
Good point. I've actually never heard anyone mention that before, but it's a great point about being OH&S compliant, is that shows you're professional and get people to come up and give you extra work. So I'm going to mention that in my training session.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Because some people come along and they say, what if you do it for, cash and not GST or something? And when you end up standing in your ground, you go, oh, mate, I've got to put it in the scheduling system, I've got to pay GST on it anyway, and, all that sort of stuff. And they end up going, all right. But they can tell that you're reliable, that they're going to go into a scheduling app, that it's going to be booked properly. And, you pay someone cash, that there's no guarantee they even put it into a scheduling app or anything like that. Then they just forget about you.
Absolutely. I was going to say, Andy, is there any advice maybe you'd give for someone who maybe was in your position, maybe thinking about it? Has it married up to the experience of what you thought it would be?
Obviously, it requires lots and lots of hard work, and you need to be willing to get sweaty and you have sore muscles every night and small sore muscles every morning as well. I guess any advice, I'd say, if you've got any sort of, like, you've got a four-wheel drive or I had a Land Rover before and I sold it. I bought a Hilux single cab ute for it. I'd just say get a really light single cab ute, because you're going to be carrying a lot of heavy things to the dump, and you don't really want to have a 3-ton car towing 2.5 ton of trailer and green waste. You want a really, really light car that's probably fuel economical for quoting and zipping around and things like that, but can also tow a good couple of ton and get it to the tip. I started with the Land Rover, and I sold that, and I've got the Hilux, and I'm already looking at getting a second Hilux or maybe a Falca single cab, 1 ton up. As light as it can be, that can carry lots of weight, and that's what I would recommend.
That's a great bit of advice, Andy. So it's great to be in our check-in with you, and thank you for saying that. You've got to put the hard work in, and full body cramps on the first day. That's what we expect from everyone. It's a get going, but it's amazing. It's just fantastic for us to see as well, just to meet you at training 30 days ago, and then obviously everyone has a lot of fear and trepidation about it. And to see after 30 days to hear you doing so well, and you sound like you're really happy with the business, which is fantastic for us as well to see. So we're going to give you this a core voucher as well on our behalf of Jim's. It's 2 free nights at a Stay Plus hotel with the core. I think you got to use the nights. You can't use them in together for whatever reason. One night at a time, and you get a bunch of discounts and dining and drinks at any of your core hotel. There'll be a few up where you are. So we'll get that to you via email. But Andy, thank you very much for your time tonight. As I said, it's really great to be able to check with someone after a month that we meet in training. I remember you from training, and to hear you doing so well with Jim's Mowing is absolutely fantastic. I'm happy to hear that you're happy, and thank you for joining us today on the podcast. We appreciate it. Thank you. That's a lovely little one. Maybe. No, it's great to be seeing you. What's her name?
See ya.
What's her name?
Her name's Sapphire.
Sapphire. Great.
Her name is Sapphire.
Thank you very much for jumping on. We appreciate it, mate. No, see you, mate.
Thanks, Joel.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the More Than Just Mowing podcast by Jim's Mowing. If you do need help with your local gardening expert, please give us a call at 131-546 for Australia, 0800-454-654 for New Zealand, or head to jimsmowing.com.au or jimsmowing.co.nz. If you liked what you heard, please make sure you leave us a review as well. Wherever you consume your podcast, we appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.